there's a better place to get your podcasts. GCNLive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNLive.com. Eight.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, we are back. This is hour number two. Super excited to have with us here momentarily our special guest, Stephen Bassett. We're going to be talking about whether or not the government is hiding information about UFOs. Have they been hiding it all the way since Roswell, or even further back than that? We'll be getting into all of that in this hour. I am told that we are working right now on making a final connection. Do we have our guest with us? Yes, we do. Okay, very good. Our guest tonight is Stephen Bassett. He is the executive director of the Paradigm Research Group. He is a leading advocate for ending the 65-year government-imposed truth embargo regarding an extraterrestrial presence engaging in the human race. And what's interesting, folks, about what Stephen Bassett has done is he's gone so far as to actually set up a political action committee to try and influence Congress to try to get us at all of these secrets. And Stephen Bassett, thank you so much for being with us for the first time tonight.
It's my pleasure, Jim.
Hey, let me ask you, let me start with this, sir. And boy, I'll tell you what, your background, you're trained in physics. I mean, your information is just so well documented. I love how you did this mock congressional hearing this last year. I looked at a lot of that footage this week. Mm-hmm. Just fascinating. Do you personally take a position on this one way or the other? In other words, are you someone that says you're convinced that there are UFOs or ET-based UFOs? Or are you someone that says, look, I don't know for sure, but boy, there's a lot of smoke, and I'd love to know what the government's hiding and why they're hiding it?
Let me be quite clear. I'm absolutely positive there is an extraterrestrial presence. The evidence is overwhelming, massive. It's, to me, a matter of fact. And the only reason that we're even debating it at all is because the government has intervened in the learning process, has intervened in the evidentiary process, and prevented sort of a resolution on the issue from happening for political reasons. In other words, politics has interfered with science. It's happened before. It'll happen again. The presence of extraterrestrials is a fact. The fact that the government knows about it, has known about it since 47 or earlier, also a fact. And the fact that is there contact going on between ETs and human beings, that is also a fact. Has the government embargoed this issue? That's a fact. These are the four fundamental, to me, absolute certainties that exist in this field. Beyond that, you start to drop off from 100% to 99, 98, and even down in 50, 40, 30, depending upon what theory or what era you're engaging. But the four fundamental facts are, of course, a pretty big deal.
Now, let me ask you, within our government, of course, we've got senators, we have congressmen, we have a president, we have bureaucrats that are around, you know, from one administration to the next. How many people know about the fact that there are extraterrestrials? Is this something that is strictly limited? For example, the well-reported story of Bill Clinton, one of his first acts as president, was to send presidential advisor Webster Hubble to look into whether or not there really are UFOs, or what is the government hiding? How many people in the government really would know this information?
here's a good way to break it down. Based on the polls that have been done, and there have been done quite a few since the 90s, about half the American public believes, it doesn't mean that they've researched it, but it's their personal opinion that the phenomenon is extraterrestrial, it's real. And this percentage is skewed to education and income. In other words, that's the mean, 50%. Higher income, higher education, it's above 50%, perhaps 60%. So based upon those polls, very likely 60% of everybody working in government, which generally includes a higher income, higher education group, 60%, if privately polled, believe this phenomenon is real. And that's a huge number when you think about it. And that includes 60% of the 10,000 people working on the Hill to the 541 congressional offices. Now, how many people have direct contact with the issue as part of their work? It's a limited number. This is the most highly classified issue in the government and has been for the last six and a half decades. So that is probably in the hundreds at any given time, thousands over the last 6 years. How many people in government have, well, they don't have direct access to the hard information or the ongoing projects, have been sort of told, they've been informed. They are not given briefings, but they've been informed. That's probably also in the hundreds, maybe even a bit larger. In terms of how many, and that's it. Outside of that, you have people that just have an opinion. The Congress is not briefed on this issue anymore. The president is not briefed on this issue anymore. It has been taken away from them. So you have this very odd, very strange situation with respect to what people believe, who has access, and so forth. It's really a mess, but I'm not surprised, given the truth embargo is now almost 70 years old. And, of course, the job of PRG and the activist movement is to straighten all this out.
Yeah, and of course, for those people that doubt how the government can hide information, we only need to look to the JFK assassination. And here we are 51 years later, and some of the most basic documents are embargoed that people still cannot have access to. Do you find any comparison there that is useful to make reference to what, you know, how the government is hiding and withholding documents in the JFK matter compared to the UFO matter?
Well, the fact is that there's a very substantial misconception about government secrecy that I think the government actually encourages, frankly, and that is that, quote, the government can't keep secrets and so forth. This is, of course, not the case at all. There are things that get out from time to time, but behind those things that get out is a vast array of classified documents, people, and programs, and the government has huge numbers of, quote, secrets or classified projects and so forth. And obviously, because they're still secret, we don't know what they are, and that's what creates this misconception. People only learn about the things that get out, right? And so they go, wow, look at that, that got out, without realizing, okay, but what hasn't gotten out? And so let me correct that misconception. The government has a vast amount of information, projects, programs, documents, and people that are extremely classified. The press doesn't know about them. The politicians don't know about them. The public doesn't know about them. And that's just the way it is.
And when we get back from the break, we're going to talk about Roswell. And I'm going to ask Mr. Bassett, is Roswell, is that sort of the treasure trove? Is that where we could at least start this whole matter, if we could get all of the information about Roswell? Or is there another event that we would want to look to? We're also going to be taking your phone calls as well. We'll start with phone calls and questions by email at the bottom of the hour. The question this hour, is the government hiding information about the existence of UFOs? Our guest says he's absolutely convinced that they are, and we'll be getting into this in a lot more detail. We're also going to be talking about his whole effort here, his effort to get Congress to have hearings, to really put it all out there and discuss the issue and discuss why we can't just do a document dump and get our hands on all of this information. Are UFOs for real? That's our topic. We'll be right back.
became a millionaire by the age of 30, but ended up in bankruptcy, losing it all by the age of 40. The amazing story of one man driven to the brink of death after becoming the victim of an embezzlement scheme. After planning his own suicide, he turned to God and discovered a secret so powerful that it changed his life forever. How to Pray for a Financial Miracle is more than just one man's story of beating the odds and rebuilding his life after a total financial collapse. It's a book that reveals a life-changing prayer method that anyone can use to find hope during life's darkest financial trials. You will learn how to enlist God's help in solving your financial problems, the biggest prayer mistake most people make when approaching God with a financial need. How prayer can provide you with immediate answers and direction to your most pressing financial issues. How to Pray for a Financial Miracle, an Amazon.com bestseller from James L. Paris, the editor of ChristianMoney.com. How to Pray for a Financial Miracle, available in paperback or for Kindle from Amazon.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
Okay, we are back. Our guest this hour is Stephen Bassett. He's the executive director of the Paradigm Research Group. The website is paradigmresearchgroup.org. And if you go to the website, you can watch this citizen hearing on disclosure. And it looks exactly like the same kind of a hearing you would see if you were watching C-SPAN. And this was actually a real congressional hearing. And I'm telling you, some of this testimony actually gave me chills in watching it. And Stephen, let me ask you to, for those of us that may not be, you know, experts in this, maybe we're someone that sort of watches this from afar, help us to understand the difference between UFO and extraterrestrial. In other words, somebody could say, look, there are UFOs, you know, that is things happening in the sky that maybe nobody knows exactly, you know, what those events are. Maybe it's some sort of military exercise or an experiment with a laser, and it's an earthly event, whatever it might be. But you go beyond that to say, no, 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 we're not talking about that. We're talking about extraterrestrials. Am I making that clear?
You've pretty much got it. There are things in the sky from time to time that we can't identify. I'm not interested in those things. I'm dealing with extraterrestrial craft. The things we can't identify are of no concern. The fact that extraterrestrial craft are here has been proven. Now, at any given particular moment, a particular sighting, you may look in the sky and you may not be quite sure what you're seeing there. Fine. But that's beside the point. Has an extraterrestrial presence been proven? Yes. Meaning that some of the things that are being seen in the sky are, in fact, extraterrestrial craft, just like some of the things that you see in the sky every day are airplanes. And something else may fly by, and it could be a bird or a frisbee, but that doesn't alter the fact that airplanes are up there. So, and the whole idea of UFO is a government-imposed concept. They push the idea of UFO. They encourage this acronym. If the phenomena is labeled unidentified flying object, and that's the name and it remains, then essentially everything you're doing is unresolved because you're studying, looking at, trying to find unidentified objects. No, we're trying to determine identified objects, and that has happened. So, and I've said many times, the acronym UFO has to go. Will it go away? Not right away. But in my world, and in the world of the advocacy movement, we don't think in terms of UFOs. That is an antiquated, what I call an anachronism, in a sense. We deal with the phenomena of extraterrestrials, and the presence of extraterrestrials is proven by multiple sources, multiple evidentiary components. And so now we're moving on. It's been proven. Now we need to resolve it politically.
And Stephen, where do we start? If I were to tonight, if I were the king of the world and I was able to give you access to all of the documents, all of the information on one event, of course, everybody talks about Roswell, but then there's a lot of recent things happening, right, where people are reporting these giant triangular objects that are floating over entire cities and so forth. What would be the one most influential event that you would want to have access to if you could pick one?
Well, if you mean just as a matter of my personal interest, I would want to see all of the Roswell files, almost all of which has been sequestered. They don't let anything out there, and they claim that the phone records have been destroyed and so forth. But that's just a matter of personal interest. It wouldn't change anything. In other words, the ET presence has been proven several times over, simply by what has been obtained through citizen science research in the last 6.5 years, some of which has come from the government, without question. They have released some files. So, I mean, I could go be shown everything from Roswell. I wouldn't change my view about the whole thing.
Well,
now,
I'm glad to hear.
To dump everything it has on Roswell out into the arena, if it would bring it all forward.
Well, I'm glad to hear you make reference to Roswell as an expert, because being, for example, I'm a jazz musician. I've played the trumpet my whole life, and people that know nothing about jazz, they will show me their one or two Miles Davis albums, and I'm like, okay, it seems to be sort of like, you know, the one or two things that sort of the uninformed person knows about jazz is Miles Davis. But in this case, Roswell is significant, even to an expert like you. And what was it about Roswell? Was it the fact that there allegedly were actually extraterrestrial bodies recovered at the scene, which would make that event extremely unique compared to any other event?
No, I think we've had several crashes, and I think we've gotten bodies on several occasions. What makes Roswell so significant is that it was the first major event in the public modern era of the ET issue that got some significant public exposure, and it has a very famous heritage. The event took place, the military facility there in Roswell was not, how would you say, briefed on what to do about this. I think the government knew that there was something going on, maybe even it was extraterrestrial going back at the beginning of World War One, but very tightly held. So they didn't know what was going on. They captured this vehicle and they put out a press release. And that press release went around the world. So that instantly made Roswell a legendary event. Now, within a few hours, they changed the press release because they realized what was about to happen. Had they not reversed the press release that was issued on Roswell that same day, the ET issue would have been known, would have been out in 1947, and they didn't want that. So they were able to reverse it. They were able to get back on top of the issue, and it kind of faded away. And it, Roswell did not reemerge until 1978. And so it had this period of approximately 31 years where it was subsumed. It kind of disappeared. And then in 1978, a very significant thing happened in that Stan Friedman was able to get access to and speak with Jesse Marcel Sr., who was the press officer that, or the security officer that looked at the wreckage and was directly involved in it. And he was dying of cancer, and he decided he would go public, and he started talking to Stan Friedman, and the whole issue reemerged in 1978. So Roswell has become the most famous issue connected to ETs in the world. It has the highest awareness factor in the world. It has a rather interesting history. And so in that sense, it is the most important event in the history of the phenomena, or at least the most, how to say, recognizable event. It is the event that people most connect to. In other words, the average.
It is a defining event, I would say. And we have a break coming up, Stephen. Yep. When we come back, we'll take some phone calls, 877-317-6432. Your questions, your comments for Stephen Bassett, 877-317-6432, or questions by email. We're talking about UFOs and ETs. Stay tuned.
A reporter is plunged into the dark world of money laundering and the worldwide crime network when he stumbles across a scam so big that his life is on the line. Now the true story can finally be told. An investigation that will take you across the globe to England, Eastern Europe, Australia, Panama, Africa, and New Zealand. How an international network of money launderers got away with more than $100 million stolen from the Christian community. Exposing the Ponzi Masters is the true account of one man determined to expose the truth and the legions that tried to stop him. A story so dark that you won't believe what you are reading. A story so important, it's being monitored by government agencies worldwide. Exposing the Ponzi Masters, a true crime expose from James L. Paris, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com. Exposing the Ponzi Masters, available on Kindle from Amazon.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
Has the United States government been hiding information about the existence of extraterrestrials that are here among us on the Earth? For almost 70 years, it's been happening, according to our guest, Stephen Bassett. He's the executive director of the Paradigm Research Group. The website paradigmresearchgroup.org. We're taking your phone calls and also your questions by email. The email is jim@christianmoney.com. Please include your city or I will not read your question. That's the deal. jim@christianmoney.com. Please include your city. The phone number to come on the line right now, talk to our guest, Stephen Bassett, 877-317-6432, 877-317-6432. All right, questions are flowing in by email, which is always the case. We have a heavy email questioner base here, Stephen. But this first one is one I was going to go to anyway. This is somebody emailing us from Chicago, and they want to know your view on the nature of these extraterrestrials. And they're asking here, is there one race of these extraterrestrials coming from one place somewhere out there, or are we talking about multiple races? Is this sort of like the cantina bar in Star Wars, where we've got all kinds of different creatures here? This person's even asking, do they look like humans? Would we know one if we bumped into one? Lots of good questions here.
Certainly. Yeah, it's a bit like the cantina bar. What we know about ETs, most of the information about ETs that we have in public domain comes from contactees themselves, essentially firsthand testimony. Since the late 70s, something in the range of 1 million, possibly more, written accounts have been submitted to the researchers. In other words, people are writing up what's happening to them. They're sending it in to the researchers to let them know. Almost all of these are done without any expectation of money or fame or anything else. 1 million is a pretty big number. And enough of them have been reviewed that we know there is a somewhat consistent body of information here. And if you look at that that body of evidence and you focus on where the highest areas of consistency are and avoid or put aside those things which are infrequent or extremely unusual, you do have a picture that is non-trivial. If you were to go on the internet and Google extraterrestrial types or alien types, you will actually see drawings and paintings of what the most common groups look like, which is pretty cool when you think about it. And there's some extraordinary implications to these beings and what they look like and so forth. There are approximately five that turn up with some consistency. I would say that we have at least five. I think the number is larger than that, but these five tend to be more prominent in the reporting. The classic grays, which now part of our advertising, you know, lore, they turn up an image all over the world, not surprisingly. There are several versions of the grays, whether they come from different planets or whether they're from the same planet, hard to say, but they are very similar. There are beings that look very insect-like. We call them insectoids. There are beings that look reptoid-like. They're also entities that look extremely human. And there are a couple more. So we have a very complex situation here. And I could spend hours discussing the various evidence that's come forward from contactees about these beings and what's happened. It's not hard to find. There have been many books of great quality. There's plenty of information on the web. Those that want to go check it out can check it out. But I think, and I like to make this point when I have this opportunity, there are a couple of extraordinarily profound things that we could very easily conclude from the basic information we have about the types that are here, and the two things are this. First, these are starfaring beings that we're dealing with. They're able to travel between stars because they have a better grasp of physics than we do, though I think we will have that soon enough. And there is probably an uncounted number of civilizations throughout the galaxy. A certain group of them are visiting us. They have their reasons, but they're hardly the only ones in a galaxy. All right, point one. Point two, the ones that are visiting us have some rather interesting features, and that is that two of the groups are called insectoids and reptoids because they have substantial insect and reptoid quality. I do not think that is an accident. I think what it represents is that these beings actually have in them Earth-based DNA, in one case coming from insect DNA and another coming from reptilian DNA. Now, that's an extraordinary point. It means that somehow in the past, DNA from this planet was used to create or be part of the evolution of a sentient being so that eventually this being actually has these reptilian qualities, which may, and if that in fact is the case, that may explain why these particular species are visiting us, because they already have a connection to this planet, which if there's a huge number of civilizations out there, they all can't be visiting at once. So those that are engaging us right now, there's a logical reason why they are the ones engaging as opposed to others. And then there is the issue of the human-looking, and that is the Nordics. That's what they're typically called. They are extremely human. They are blonde, blue-eyed, very attractive, extraordinary beings, frankly. But frankly, they could sit down in a restaurant, and you wouldn't know they're extraterrestrial. This meaning, extraterrestrial meaning they are coming from outside the Earth. However, this is incredibly significant, because if you know something, those that have studied both physics and chemistry and biology would understand fairly easily that the odds of another planet thousands of light years away evolving over billions of years from fundamental primordial life to more advanced and complex life, generating a sentient species that looks just like Swedish, you know, ski instructors and models, is in almost to the point of infinitely unlikely. And so what is going on here? How is it conceivable that a species that apparently is not from this planet looks that close to us? Well, there is only one answer, as far as I'm concerned, that can even remotely explain this. And that is that these beings, their ancestors, were taken from this planet thousands of years ago, pick a number of thousands of years, by another sentient civilization, and they were allowed to develop off-planet. Not only did they develop off-planet, but they were enhanced. In other words, they were genetically worked with. ETs are the masters of genetic science. This is coming out in the evidence repeatedly. They are dealing in genetics all the time, and they're very, very good at it. And I believe that these beings were taken. These are Northern Europeans taken from here thousands of years ago, genetically modified to the point where they're damn near perfect. And they, not surprisingly, are also one of the civilizations that's engaging us, because they are, in fact, human.
Wow, this is blowing my mind. I'm almost speechless here. This is shocking information. I'm greatly enjoying the conversation, folks. I hope you are as well. Great question coming in here from Dallas about the Catholic Church. And they seem to be very open to the idea of ETs. We'll ask our guest, Stephen Bassett, about it right after this. Hi, this is Jim Paris, radio talk show host and editor of the website ChristianMoney.com. You may know me from my numerous appearances on the 700 Club. I was a multimillionaire by the age of 30, but ended up in bankruptcy by the age of 40. What I learned during my financial collapse was a revolutionary new way of praying for my finances, and it's revealed in my brand new book, How to Pray for a Financial Miracle. Now, the book has been endorsed by Dave Ramsey, former vice presidential candidate Wayne Allen Root, TV radio talk show host George Norrie, and countless others. I want to send you a free 48-minute audio overview of the book. All I need you to do is call my office and leave your email address on my voicemail. The number to dial, 888-427-8755. 888-427-8755. Again, 888-427-8755.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
interact with the hosts you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
Okay, we are back. Our just remaining minutes here, a few minutes left with our special guest, Stephen Bassett. He is the president, executive director of the Paradigm Research Group, and the website is paradigmresearchgroup.org. And you can go there for free, and you can watch much of this video that is there of this mock congressional hearing, this citizens' congressional hearing. Chilling information. Now, we're just watching it. Now, the questions are flowing in by email, but I'll throw out the phone number again, just in case anybody wants to join us by phone, 877-317-6432, 877-317-6432. And, Stephen, most of our audience is from the faith community. This is a Christian-based show.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of confusion here about what does all this mean from a religious, from a spiritual standpoint. Some in the Christian community say that just, you know, if the idea or if it was proven that there was extraterrestrial life, that all of a sudden our faith would disappear. Others say, nonsense, why couldn't God create beings in other locations in the universe is sort of a debate on this. But our questioner here from Dallas is asking about the Catholic Church and their recent moves to be sort of open to this idea of extraterrestrials. Have you had any discussions with the Catholic Church? Do you see any significance in some of the things that they've done in recent months?
Huge significance. I'm quite sure the Catholic Church has been aware of the extraterrestrial presence for some time, meaning even prior to 1940s.
Wow.
Now, does that mean that it's going to make that announcement to the world? No. Nevertheless, it's of significant importance. The Catholic Church has very wisely taken the position, which it didn't start enunciating until around the year 2000, though there had been some statements from some of the well-known figures in the church prior to that, but they really got serious around 2000. And Monsignor Corrado Buducci was the principal spokesperson in his retirement with the blessing of the Pope. They clearly were not going to make the mistake they made with Galileo and the Copernican Revolution. So they've gotten that ahead of this. They've made it quite clear they're quite comfortable with it. They've done a good deal to assuage concerns that may exist within the Catholic members, which is about a billion people, and that is all very good. They've made it clear that it does not pose a threat to the fundamental church doctrine. They've gone out of their way to indicate that there's no reason to believe these beings are somehow in any way demonic or satanic. So they've acted very responsibly here. Now, the Catholic Church has chosen not to announce the issue to the world and possibly produce evidence in its possession, and I think that's a wise decision. So That's a good sign. I do not think that the announcement of extraterrestrials is going to significantly undermine the world's religions. It may alter some thinking. It may alter some history. There may be some clarifications. But I don't think it's going to undermine religion. It's been around a long time. It's going to be around a lot longer. The government, on the other hand, has used the idea that it would undermine religion or even the economies of nations and what have you, but that's all propaganda in service to the truth embargo. So my statement to people of faith is that I would look forward to the announcement of extraterrestrials with excitement and with expectation. The universe is grander than we thought, and for those that believe it is the providence of a God, then that God has been further enhanced. And this is kind of the way the Catholic Church views it. We're not alone in the universe. The universe is far more rich and diverse than our scientists have been willing to acknowledge, and now our politicians would not acknowledge. And that, to me, is a good thing. So, overall, while I am a secular man, I am quite comfortable with the impact that this will have on religion, and I think it will actually encourage, I think it will actually increase membership in some of the former religions after the disclosure event has taken place. Oddly enough, I don't. I think,
interesting.
It's not odd at all. I think it'll happen.
Interesting. Coming in from Central California, two great questions here.
Mm-hmm.
This person wants to know if you believe that there has been any inbreeding between the aliens and the inhabitants of Earth, and are any of these extraterrestrials in powerful positions in our government today?
I believe there's significant evidence that genetic connections exist. I mean, I'll keep it this way, that extraterrestrials have genetically influenced us. They've created hybrids, yes.
Wow.
But There is not, in my opinion, a conclusive body of evidence that those genetically connected entities are living on this planet. It is a very complicated, obviously, picture gets very complicated once you go there, or that they are in positions of power or anything like that. I can't rule it out, but it certainly hasn't been proven, and the evidence is not particularly rich. It is possible, and I wouldn't be surprised if there was some interactions here and maybe even some entities on the planet, but overall, right now, we know that they're creating hybrids. It's very possible they also manipulate human DNA, meaning they don't create a hybrid, but they create an enhanced human, and those might be on this planet. But whatever the totality of this genetic connection, and I believe it is at the heart of It is at the core of the phenomena and the agenda for why they're here in the first place, but it's not the only reason they're here, is not fully understood. I believe we will learn a lot more in the post-disclosure world. I think that it's going to be an extraordinary revelation. I think most people will be excited about it. Some will be disturbed, without question. However, if you look at our own world and our own natural habitat, you see an enormous amount of life and life connected and evolving species and so forth. You also see hybrids and hybridization being done in the human world. So it's not that radical. It's just operating on a even more grander scale. But the message I was trying to get at before, that I believe is one of the most profound things we will learn post-disclosure, is that the galaxy is already substantially genetically connected, not only through the actions of extraterrestrials, but because of the validity of a concept called panspermia. Life can move through space. This is something that has just about been proven, if not already proven, through our own science. And so the galaxy is already genetically connected, and more important, human DNA is already out there. So that the human race is not going to die off if our planet blows up. We have, I think, our DNA is already out there. And so our heritage, our long-term heritage is assured. But in the near term, though, I hope in a post-disclosure world, we're going to learn a great deal about this genetic connections.
And Stephen, I'm going to jump in here for our, this is going to be our last question, a great question coming in from Mississippi by email. We've got about a minute and a half here. They want to know, why are the ETs hiding? Is there a tacit understanding, sort of like in Star Trek, like you can come here, but you can't disrupt what's happening? Is this is that the deal, or why are they not like stepping forward at the bowling alley and bowling a 300 and then standing up saying, I am here from another planet?
No, they're very much involved in this planet, so there's no prime directive here. However, they're not hiding, because they're being seen a lot, but they're acting within certain levels of discretion. I believe the best explanation I can give is that they are waiting for and even helping to move forward the disclosure process. In other words, they want and need to see disclosure take place, self-disclosure on this planet. Once we have self-disclosed their reality to ourselves and then spent some time adjusting to that, I believe open, non-covert engagement can take place. So right now, they're kind of in between. They are not completely hidden, but they have not taken a fully open position. That is the transition that's been underway. And by the way, I want to point out that the website that is the home for the citizen hearing on disclosure, the mock hearing, is in fact citizenhearing.org. And
citizenhearing.org or paradigmresearch.org is the main website. Mm-hmm. Stephen Bassett, thank you so much for being with us. Fascinating information. Next week, we'll have a best of show for you. Have a great Christmas. We'll be back in 2 weeks live.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.